In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Christ is born. Glorify Him. Today is a great occasion for us, a great holiday, that the Lord is actually came down from heaven and was born and taken upon Himself the semblance of a man to raise us up to heaven. But He came being the creator of all universe, for God the Father had thought out of all the plans for the universe, and then God the Son, His Son, had created the whole universe, and the Holy Spirit is sustaining everything. And this is our God in the Holy Trinity. And He came down. He came down and was born here of a Virgin Mary. And the Virgin girl has never known a man and did not have a seed. She was born through the coming down of the Holy Spirit on her. And it was, of course, a very big shock to Saint Joseph. Saint Joseph, when he had all of a sudden saw her expecting a child, he was in a terrible state, and he thought, what should he do? And he does not want to expose her, because in those days, according to the Moses' law, if you become the expectant mothers and you were not married, then you are going to be stoned to death by stones, and you will be taken over to the Synhedrion, or to the rulers of the church, and the high priest would give you a terrible thing to drink, a special potion that was made with special curses and prayers and sacrifices, so that the woman and the man who suspected in fornication would drink that stuff, and when they drink, it would become deathly sin, deathly sick after they drink that stuff. And they came up, they forced the Mother of God and the Holy Joseph to come into the court, and they were questioned, and the Mother of God was crying and saying that she has not touched a man, and that the Holy Spirit had given her the child, and they made the Mother of God, the Holy Theotokos, and Joseph, her betrothed husband that never touched her, to drink that potion, and everybody expected that there would be horrible effects from that, and there was none effect at all. And then even the Synhedrion, or the rulers of the church, had to recognize that they were innocent, that the Mother of God has not committed any sin, and they have blessed them and let them go home. But just imagine what the dishonor she had to go through, the Mother of God and Saint Joseph, and what he saw is that he had to go through when he had found that the girl that he took from the Holy of Holies to protect her from defilement, that she was expecting a baby. My precious, you see what has happened. Look at all the humility that they had to go through right from the beginning. Well, they followed only what the Lord went through. When the Lord was born, he was the creator, he is the creator of the whole universe, and he had came down here as the biggest pauper in the world, because there was no even place for him to be born, and he had to be born in a cave where they put the animals in for the shelter when there's bad weather is, and they put him in the manger through which the animals were fed. And the Mother of God gave the birth to the Holy Child without any travail, without any pain. It was a miraculous entrance of the Holy Spirit that gave her the beginning of the child, the birth of a child, and then it was a miraculous entrance into the world from her womb, again, without touching her virginity. And this was a great miracle, and a great miracle. And he was put into a manger, and right away he started to show and teach us the road of humility. Because he, being the creator again, and being creator of the whole universe, he could have demanded that he would be born in a great place where the kings are, and then there would be giving all the luxuries of this world. But he didn't look for any of that. He looked only to show us the example of a great humility. And because it was cold, there was a donkey, and there was a bull that Saint Joseph had brought from his country to Bethlehem to register according to the order of the civil authority. And he brought the bull so they can sell it, and then you have the amount of money that was needed for registration and also to live on. And the donkey he brought so that because his espoused wife, the Mother of God that he has never touched, was already in the last times, and then he had given her a ride at times in the donkey when it was difficult for her to travel. And these two animals, these were the ones that stood right next to the place where the Lord was taken. The Mother of God herself had wrapped him around in the linen clothes as is supposed to be a little baby. She had no one over there, and she would not allow anybody, even though somebody came there that was brought out of one of the relatives, and she wanted to help the Mother of God, but the Mother of God did not allow it to happen. She herself and wrapped the little baby with the waddling clothes and put him in the manger. And the animals, the bull and the donkey, they bent down and was breathing on the little baby to keep him warm because of the cold spell at that time. And this they showed the love for the little baby. And of course, you know, and my beloved, as you probably have heard the story that the woman that wanted to help her to bring the child, as the usually the women used to do, because the mother would be in travail and it would be very difficult for her to give a birth, she would have somebody that help her with it. And she dared to check if the Mother of God was a virgin, and as she tried to do, she's gotten her hand, the one that reached out to the Mother of God, become swollen immediately and filled with fire and just burned out, just become dried totally. And she understood that she had no right to do that. But as soon as she touched the little baby Jesus, she was healed. And her arm became well again. And this was the beginning of our Lord. Why did he do all that? He did it only for one reason, to save us. Because he saw the trouble that we're in. He saw that we could not cope with the evil one. The evil one was making a fool of everyone that is here on earth, for very, very few exceptions. He was making a fool of, and people just could not understand how to fight him, because they were proud and they were still looking all the time for that luxury, or to say, just to survive in this world, earth, but without pain, without suffering, without the crosses, so that they will be able to rejoice in this world. And they were waiting and looking for the Messiah, for the Savior that's going to save them and give them all the things that they wanted on this earth. And little did they know that the Lord did take the semblance of a man and became a man in a true sense, but he did not come to give them that what they wanted. He came only to show them the way, how they can prepare themselves, how they can live so that they can make it to the kingdom of heaven. And all his life was filled with the examples of great humility, and that was the beginning, as he was was born in a manger, and he was laid down, not like a rich ruler of the whole universe, but as a poorest man, that there was no place for him to lay down in a proper place, his head. And that's how he started his life. In the beginning, there was immediately he had caused a great fear into the people in Israel, into the king and all the learned ones and the church members, and they were afraid. What were they afraid of? They were afraid that he might take the power away from them. And that's the struggle of power. That's the greatest problem that we have in the world all the time. Everybody wants to be the ruler. Everybody wants to be live in such a way that their will is not going to be crossed, that they have to be living in such a way they can command everything, and if it's possible, including the weather and everything else in the world. My beloved, and this is what pride is. This is what pride is. And this is what pride, through which the enemy grabs our heart and makes us to set ourselves up against our brother, our brothers, our sisters, our wives, and our husbands, and our relatives, and all the people in the world. It's always the pride involved. Always the pride is the one that's trying to get us to go against our brother. And doing that, we forget all the time that our brother was created by the Lord, just as we are, and is sustained by the Lord, and is loved by the Lord, and enough for him to have come here on this earth, to be born as he was born, and finally to be crucified, to save us, to show us a way how to make it to the kingdom of heaven. And he loves every one of us, and he wants us to be saved. But there is no salvation unless we can humble ourselves. And this is an old Russian proverb, it says so, Bismirenie to spasenie, without the humility there is no salvation. And my beloved, this is quite true. Look at yourself, how you are living. Where's all the pain that comes, that you experience, and I? Why do we have the pains? Well, we have the pains most of the time, or all the time, let's say, is when somebody crosses our will, and when we see things are not going our way, and we can't do what we want to do. And this, when it causes our pain, when somebody tells us, or when somebody treats us unfairly, as we believe we are being treated, or thinks a little of us when we think so high of ourselves, that's where the pain comes in. That's where the suffering comes in, when we're not willing to accept the crosses that the Lord sends to us. That's when we start to suffer. And if you analyze yourself and think about it, think, when was the last time that you had the suffering, the pain, and then you felt so bad? And it's always because you've fallen into the trap because of the pride, because you and I had judged somebody. Once we judge somebody, then we are goners. Once we judge somebody, we open the door to our heart immediately to the evil one, and the evil one comes and takes over. And then we have anger. First, irritation sets in, and after irritation, then anger comes in. And then we, my beloved, we lose sight of the Lord altogether. We lose sight of how he was born, how he came on this earth, and what kind of lessons he tried to show us with all his life. In the beginning, of the entrance of the Lord was in great humility, and immediately after that, the government and the church officials, they all tried to get rid of him because they were afraid that he might take away their power. And so the Herod, then he had ordered to have all the children in Bethlehem to be destroyed, in hope that he could get the Lord Jesus Christ himself. But of course, the angel of God prevented that from happening, because he appeared to Joseph and asked him and told him to take the little baby Jesus with his mother, take him away to another country, to Egypt. And so he went at night, in the middle of the night, he went and put her on the donkey, the mother of God, and with her little baby, and they went, ran away from Bethlehem and went into the country of Egypt. And right away to make miracles, because in Egypt, as soon as they entered into Egypt, all the idols started to fall down, because they couldn't take the power of the Lord. And the great miracles were happening right there. But we can go on and on and on. The whole life of our Lord is showing to us, again, is an example for us what to how to live, and what to look for and what not to look for. And one of the greatest lessons that we should learn is not to look for any glory, not on this earth, not any riches, not on this earth, not in anything that would give us the peace and the calm, except through the Lord. For our peace is the Lord. When the shepherds heard that the little Lord has come on this world, the Lord himself came in this world in the as a little baby, the angels started to sing, Slava Vishnu Bogana Zimni Mir, glory be in the God in the highest, and peace be on earth. And this peace is what the Lord came to show us how to acquire. Every one of us wants to have peace. I know that. I know I want to have peace. I know you want to have peace. I know you don't want to be irritated. I know you don't want to be angry and filled with hatred and envies and all the things that the evil one wants to instill in our heart. And so, how can we acquire that? How can we acquire the peace? Well, by approaching the King of Peace, our little Lord that came in and became as a little baby and was born in the manger to show us a way, that will lead us into the kingdom of heaven. But he starts to doing that, and if we follow him, we'll find that we will be able to acquire the peace even before we make it to heaven. For the Lord himself later on, he says, the kingdom of heaven is in your heart. So once you and I, we conquer the pride and all the stuff that comes with it and the evil one, then we will start to acquire the peace, and then we will be able to rejoice in the living, no matter what happens to us. Then no matter how difficult the cross of the life we may have gotten, that the Lord felt it is good for our soul, whether it is sicknesses, whether it is sorrows, whether it's loss of everything that we have, whether it's famines, whatever it may be, whatever that the world thinks that is so negative and so terrible, you and I will start to feel this is a great gift of God. He teaches and learns, teaches and shows us a way to the kingdom of heaven. For he said the kingdom of heaven is not the wide road, but it's the narrow path, and it's thorny narrow path that leads to the kingdom of heaven. And look at all the saints. They all went through sorrows. They all went through difficulties and sicknesses and persecutions and all kinds of things. And they have survived everything because they have loved the Lord. They learned to love the Lord. Just they took the example from their Lord, our Lord Savior Jesus Christ, that came from the heaven and became a man, was born as a little baby here, and was put in the waddling clothes and was put in the manger, and showed us the life, a great life that he has shown with the miracles, constant miracles and healings and resurrections of the dead, and walking on the water and doing all kinds of things which are unbelievable for a regular person to do. And yet with all those things, knowing that he is God himself, the creator of all, he has never showed any pride, and he has made himself so humble that he allowed eventually the authorities to grab him and finally to pin him up on the cross to show us the way to the kingdom of heaven. And there on the cross, he could, even before that, as I said, he could have gotten legions of angels to come down and to destroy any opposition, anybody that was trying to touch him, and he didn't do it. It was all out of his love to show us the way, the real way to the kingdom of heaven. So here is our little Lord that came, became little for us, the creator of all the universe. Just think of it. The creator of all the universe. He had come down and become and taken the flesh on us and started to live this life here on this earth of persecution, where he was persecuted. Well, they wanted to kill him, not once, but a couple of times. And they wanted to throw him once off the mountain where the city was. But he just walked it because it wasn't the time. And finally, he was crucified. My beloved, he did all that to show us, again, to show us the way to go to the kingdom of heaven. So don't ever fret if some sickness falls upon you, or some sorrows befall you, or some terrible things happen to you. Accept it all in gratitude. Believe and say, well, the Lord is only trying to make us to make it to heaven so that we'll be able to love the Lord more and more. Because if we never go through suffering, if we don't go through hardships, how could we ever know the suffering of our Lord? How can we ever appreciate what he had done for us? We never could. So he allows us to participate in some of his suffering and some of the cross-bearing that he had taken upon himself, so that we will know his great love. And once you and I know his great love, then we have no choice but to love him back, to love him in return. And if we love him in return, we will love all his creation, and especially the crown of all his creation, our fellow man. But first, before we can do that, we have to learn to love our soul that is eternal, and know and understand that the body is only a temporary shelter for the soul while we are still here on earth, and it has to be perishing. It has to go into the earth like a seed. It has to go there go through the getting back to the state of the earth, and then only to be resurrected, and when the Lord comes in his glory, and then we'll have the new life, and then we'll have a new body, the body which we will have no more any kind of sorrows and pains and sicknesses and death and all those things. The Lord will give it to us if we have followed his way, if we have went in the way of humility, and we learn to love him. And the proof of the love of him, it would be that we truly have love for one another. And so this is the great day that we experience today, the great day that we are remembering of the Lord's coming on this earth. And let us glorify him, not only with our lips, but with our heart. And let's do something. Let us give him, it's customary for people to give presents on such a day to each other. Well, let's give our Lord the greatest present that would be for him. Let's make up with everybody that's around us. If we hold a grudge against anybody, let's now, today, forgive, totally forgive, and forget about any evil thing that anybody ever done to us. And let's consider somebody that used to be only moments ago as our enemy. Let's consider him being our friend, and let's love him, and let's pray for him, and let's wish him the merriest Christmas. Let's wish him the merriest life in the Lord on this earth. Let's pray for him with all our heart. Don't allow any bad feeling in your heart to be there, because the Lord wants to be abiding there as he came into the manger and they laid down, and he wants to do the same thing. He wants to come into our heart, but he will not be there if there is any filth of anger and hatred and bad feelings towards our brothers or sisters or wives or husbands or anybody else. Our heart should be free from all those things and free from all the passions which block our way to the Lord. Let's, with the Mother of God's help, let's cry out to the Lord and ask her intervention, as she has done and showed us such a great love, and ask her to plead with the little Jesus, our Lord, who has belittled himself to become like that and to live on this earth, so that he will lead us surely into the kingdom of heaven, to the road of humility, and to the road of the great love for him. For through your through the humility only, we can truly get love, be able to have the true love for our Lord, for whom we would be willing to suffer and fulfill all his ordinances, all the rules that he has given to us through his Holy Church. Amen.